When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, what's up? Thank you for tuning in today. I'm excited to welcome you to another episode of Side Hustle School. This is episode 1781. I'm so glad you're out there. Got a story for you today. Two friends team up to build Airbnb for fishing. What is that? Well, it is a marketplace of fishing trips that connects guides and clients worldwide. I was actually going to say nationwide, but I was spending some time on their website. I see that they offer tours in Costa Rica, Mexico, and even Zambia, among other places. So they're going global. When I say Airbnb for fishing, it's kind of like how in some episodes past, we have featured the Airbnb of photography rentals, as well as the Uber of lawnmowers, the Uber of tutoring, and probably some others as well. And all these things together, they're known as the aggregator business model, where you are, in essence, a network that connects customers and service providers. So here in this one, we have the connection between customers who want to go on a fishing trip and guides who take them on the trip. The biggest problem for the guides is not enough business. And the biggest problem for the customers is finding the right guide. Thus, the Airbnb of fishing charters that you'll hear about in this story. Fishing charter marketplace hooks clients and guides. That's the story coming up after this quick thank you to our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When Jonathan Neuer was tasked to put together a fishing trip for his work team in Houston, he realized he had a problem. Finding high-quality fishing charters was tough, and he hated how tedious the process could be. As he recalls, he spent a lot of time searching outdated websites and playing phone tag with guides, all while wondering whether he could trust the limited information that he found. Fast forward a year to 2019, and Jonathan was wondering if he could build a business around connecting would-be fishermen with guides. And just a quick side note here, there is some debate among grammarians over the feminine form of fisherman. Is it, in fact, fisherwoman? Some prefer the gender-neutral fisher, but neither of those has really caught on. English is a weird language. All right, back to the story. Jonathan had left his previous job and was taking some time to figure out what came next when he met his co-founder, Addison Barnes, at a party. Addison had a keen interest in the outdoors, and when he heard Jonathan's idea for a marketplace of fishing charters, he was hooked. Now, any two-sided marketplace needs buyers and sellers, right? So the new fishing partners knew they had to get guides on board first. They onboarded their first few guides in Galveston, Texas, by meeting them in person at the docks and pitching them on the concept. I guess you could say they cast their nets upon the waters. Or maybe they just asked the guides. You know, they talked to them. Okay. There, they learned that the number one priority for guides was filling up their calendar and booking more trips, which confirmed Jonathan and Addison's hypothesis that this marketplace was needed. And we could call that the supply side. On the demand side, their vision was for white-collar workers such as themselves to have an easy way to leave the office and spend more time outdoors. But as any founder of a marketplace can attest, getting initial traction is the hardest obstacle. Jonathan could build the site, since he had a tech background, but the two had to hustle hard to get their first customer. That first customer came from a trade show, whom Jonathan had overheard saying he wanted to do an expensive offshore trip, but couldn't find a guide. Hey, what a coincidence. Jonathan had the answer in the form of his new business, which he and Addison were now calling Captain Experiences. Now, that was pretty cool, but randomly stumbling upon clients by eavesdropping at conferences didn't seem like the most sustainable growth strategy. So they decided to focus on SEO. And in the long term, that's what would help them scale, not just showing up at events or leaving a comment in a forum. Of course, this wasn't the only challenge. Having a business model that just takes a cut of the fee, a percentage, meant that they needed to keep both the customers and the guides happy. This they accomplished by building trust into the system. They take deposits from customers who pay the balance of the trip directly to guides. They also go out of their way to make sure that customers who use their platform have a good time. Or at least they try. Because as Jonathan and Addison both note, having a good time in the world of fishing is not always inevitable. No one can guarantee good weather, and fish can be fickle, even when you pay them. They also needed to get to scale quickly with a lot of volume, since they were only getting a percentage. Now, having said that, the two have come a long way. Their boat is far from the shoreline. Captain Experiences now sees upwards of 300 bookings a month, which adds up to more than $220,000 in revenue. It wasn't easy. Neither one of them took a salary for the first year, and it was only on Memorial Day in year two that they reached an inflection point, booking more trips during that weekend than they had in the month prior. These days, they're looking to hire more team members and expand their operations. By delivering a solid experience and working both the supply and demand side of fishing charters, they've managed to fill their nets and reel in the customers. Well, there you have it, the Airbnb of fishing charters. As I said, we've had a few different kinds of businesses profiled over the years that are doing some sort of aggregate business model. One of the big challenges is achieving scale because you're making a relatively small amount of money for each booking or each service. But hopefully, you know, if you kind of branch out to enough cities, have enough guides, et cetera, then it can really take off, which it seems like is happening here. So good work, Jonathan and Addison. We've also got some quick advice from Jonathan. He says, if you're thinking of starting a side hustle, whether it's, you know, one like ours or something different, he says, you won't miss your free time nearly as much as you think. Because if you find something you care about, you're going to dive in head first. I like that advice. I really appreciate, you know, work-life balance and alignment and all that. But I think there's also a time to really jump into something. You know, if you're excited about something, why not give it your all and see what happens? Okay, that's it for today. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. If you'd like to see the show notes for today's episode, maybe check out the website for Captain Experiences or anything else I mentioned in this episode, just head on over to sidehustleschool.com/1781. Thank you so much for tuning in. That's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.